plaintiff's
But does it one or more client computers coupled to the wide area network, is there an indication that these client computers are coupled via the wide area network?
The client care?
It says they're all connected by a modem. But is that, are they coupled to the wide area network?
The answer is yes, Your Honor, they're coupled to the wide area network just as for through the central server, just as your computer in your office is connected to the internet when you choose to click on it. Similarly, the lower, I presume you're talking about the client computers at the lower portion of the figure, are coupled or have the ability to couple when you click on the
Now, I'm coupled to my law clerk on this computer right here, but the internet has nothing to do with it. This is a local network.
I don't.
And so I'm not asking you to comment on the veracity of my statement. I'm just pointing out that there's a difference between a local area network and a wide area network.
Absolutely.
And this is a clear local connection. Why wouldn't the same be true of this that we're looking at in this model for data transfer and QA?
I apologize, Your Honor.
I'm looking at the thing that we're all, yes, this diagram, which is the one thing you base your summary judgment on.
One of the documents.
Okay. Is there something more that makes it clear that these client computers at the construction sites are somehow connected, coupled to the internet, the web? Or are they coupled to this server in some kind of a direct local network, like I'm connected to my law clerk up in the balcony?
The answer is yes, Your Honor. The client computers, as we argued before the district court, are connected to or coupled to the wide area network.
Where is that evidence?
I'm looking at A464, where the summary judgment, defendant's summary judgment papers below. I will also note.
What does that say?
That the. The testing parties, for example, the QC, QA, and IA labs, would connect their computers to the database server, which resided on the internet, and upload testing materials to that database. So those things were coupled to or coupling to the wide area network through the database server. I also will note for the court that that point was not disputed before the district court by plaintiffs. The plaintiffs focused solely on whether or not this figure just shows a server before coupled to a wide area network. So that point was not disputed below, as I understand it, other than this conversation, it's not disputed in the client and the appellant's briefs. But nevertheless, to address your question, it was argued below to the district court. It was never responded to by plaintiffs at that level.
Well, there seems to be an interesting question. Is coupled to, does that require the connection to be via the internet, or can you just be coupled to a computer which happens to have internet capability, which seems to be your argument, right? They
yes,
were coupled to a computer, and that computer had the capability of being on the internet, so that was enough.
That's correct. And that
you think that's what the claim required?
Goes to the district court's claim construction, coupled to the internet, or coupled to a wide area network.
It's interesting that the server is coupled to the wide area network separate from the computers being coupled to the wide area network. So it seems that the claim talks about the server being coupled to the wide area network. That is clear.
Yes.
But at the same, it says the client computers are to be coupled in the same way.
There is
That's a separate requirement in the claim that the client computers be coupled to the wide area network just as the server is.
That's correct. No, it doesn't say that. It simply
Well, that's
says
what the
that
claim says.
It has to be coupled. It doesn't say it has to be coupled just like the server.
Well, it uses exactly the same words. Server coupled to the wide area network, client computers coupled to the wide area network. Addresses both identically in the same way. Doesn't that suggest that they are, that the type of coupling is the same?
No, Your Honor. The language
no?
coupled. No, the language coupled can encompass many mechanisms for coupling, for connecting.
Like optical, electrical, hardwiring.
That would be an example. Or
RF frequency coupling.
Direct or indirect coupling. Your Honor's, Judge Rader's question is appropriate. The same coupling term is used, but the coupling term is a broad term that does not say must be directly coupled, must be electrically coupled, or Wi-Fi coupled. So the answer to your question is, yes, the same language is used, but it does not require the same specific implementation that would fall under that broad coupling language.